Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, wonderful patrons. You may have noticed that we don't have any new meals for you this week, and that's because I have just a little bit too much going on with school right now, so I couldn't whip up anything new, and so we decided that we'd just close the restaurant for the month of April. We'll take a little break. We will be back in the month of May with amazing new specials for you, but in the meantime, we decided to feature some content from some of the other amazing creators on the Cultivate Podcast Network. So please enjoy specials from Weird Distractions, Ye Old Crime, Let's Start a Cult, The Dumb Found Dead, Reddit on Wiki, and Shots and Thoughts.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Have you been wanting to read more, but don't seem to have the time? Well, with Audible, you can read your books without having to find the extra time in your busy schedule. Stuck in traffic on your way home from work? Why not marathon the Harry Potter books? In the gym and want to learn about the First Lady? Well, you can listen to Becoming Michelle Obama while doing leg day. And if you go to audibletrial.com/cultivate, you get a month free of Audible. That includes one credit that you can trade in for any audiobook of your choice, access to thousands of audiobooks free to listen to with your account, and best of all, you have access to all of your favorite podcasts in the app as well. So be sure to go to my link, audibletrial.com/cultivate. That's C-U-L-T-I-V, the number 8, to sign up for a free month of Audible and start reading today. Thank you, Audible, for supporting this show. Hi, Fred. My name is Josh Shell, host of the Let's Start a Cult podcast, the only podcast to offer video on YouTube. So if you've ever been listening and thought, I wonder what this dude looks like, you can now go to YouTube and be disappointed. Now, with that self-deprecation out of the way, it's time to introduce my guests this week. They are from the dead, but now resurrected show, The Dumbfound Dead, the podcast where each month two good brothers dive into deaths so comical and crazy that will leave you dumbfounded. Please welcome John and Patrick.
Hola.
What's up? Long time no talk.
Yeah, it's been over a year since I've had you guys on.
It's true.
On this podcast. You guys have been on Reddit on Wiki together, but...
Wait.
John's been on here... A bunch of
I was going to say.
I meant together.
Together. Got it.
Let's keep the streak alive for you, Josh. The last episole that we all did together, Adolf Hitler.
Nazis. Yeah, it was Nazis.
The streak continues on another show.
And we are talking more German stuff today.
Oh, my God.
But before we dive into it, how does it feel to be back and recording episodes again?
How do you feel, bro? That was rusty.
It was rusty. Definitely rusty. Did not have no puns.
Oh, no.
You would think you would know that was what our show was about.
totally forgot. But, I mean, it was good. It was fun.
Nice. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, yeah.
There was definitely a lot more improv in that episode more than anything.
Nice. Well, that's good. Like, improv. You guys are good improv, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We try.
Before we move on, I have to ask you guys a quick question. How do you guys feel about coconuts?
I don't mind them, actually. Actually, like coconuts a lot.
I do love them as well.
Okay, I'm an island boy.
Oh, God, we're canceled. I'm too white to talk on that subject. The reason I ask is because today... We are going to be talking about one man, August Engelhard, who started the coconut cult.
I was just going to ask, is there coconuts in Germany?
I think it's more of a tropical thing.
Yeah, he moves.
Got it.
Yeah. No, he doesn't start it in Germany. That would be weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Engelhard's delusions led him to an obsessive relationship with the fruit with the hardest shell. This man decided to give...
This is literally coconuts. I thought it was just like a... I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there going to be some freaky shit involving coconuts?
I was literally just about to get into the freaky shit. So this man decides to give up everything for a life of nudity and a diet consisting nothing other than coconuts.
Okay.
And his coconuts.
And his coconuts hanging. Free balling.
Free balling.
Oh, what a nutcase, right?
All right, look.
There you go.
I got it in. You got the pun in.
There it is.
So do you love coconuts that much, Patrick?
No, I
lose your clothes and eat nothing but coconuts.
That can't be healthy.
No. Oh,
right.
No way. There's probably some issues with that we might get into.
Hey, coconut juice is fire, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, it has a lot of electrolytes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it does. I actually don't like coconut. More the texture than the flavor. No. Like
he's not an island boy.
Is it too spicy for you, Josh?
Yeah, it's too spicy.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I just don't like the texture of coconut, like when you eat it.
I don't know.
I'm a real texture person when it comes to foods. So,
well, have you had like what do you call that shit, John? Like before it becomes the brown coconut, where it still has the green on it, you know?
I guess young coconut.
I haven't tasted young coconuts.
No.
Oh well. Oh. We're canceled.
Yes.
No, but it's a lot softer. It's a lot softer.
Okay.
You don't like the white meat? You don't like that white meat, Josh, inside?
No, it's not for me. And I don't know, coconut juice is fine. Like I don't mind it. It's just the actual texture of the food. Yeah.
I get it.
I can see it.
But with that setup out of the way, let's dive into August Engelhard and his background. So August Engelhard was born in Nuremberg in 1875 to a wealthy factory owner and specialized manufacturer of varnish and paints. This led me to believe he maybe huffed a bit too much of that before.
Wait, so he is German?
Yeah, Nuremberg. Yeah, he's from Germany.
Oh, right? Shit.
Yeah. Yes. he is German. I wasn't kidding when I said we were going to Germany today.
You were joking.
According to several accounts, he had a decent childhood, albeit subsequent complaints of abuse and self-doubt, which, you know, in 1875, I think abuse was pretty prominent in the households. So nothing out of the ordinary, necessarily. Engelhard worked as a pharmacy assistant. Before his early pharmacy apprenticeship, he enrolled at Erlanger University to study physics and chemistry. Of course, he completed his studies and landed a job as a pharmacist. And soon enough, he became interested in health. He later abandoned pharmacy in 1899 to join Jungborn, or the Fountain of Youth, a reformed community in German's Harz Mountains, founded by brothers Adolf Just and Rudolf Just. Different Adolf.
Hey, there's something about these Adolfs, man.
This is just coincidental, man.
Always starting shit.
Hey, note to self, don't name your kid Adolf.
Don't do it.
Good call. Especially nowadays. This was before Adolf Hitler, so, you know, 1899.
Okay.
He might not have even been born, but he might have been born. But, so don't do it now, for sure. So the Fountain of Youth community was based on a principle of vegetarianism and nudism. Mm. His interest in healthy lifestyle could be linked to a group of German writers and philosophers' delusion with Victorian-era Europe, such as Gustav Schenkhausen, author of Obust und Broad.
That sounds like a porn title. Obusty Broad. The categories I've been looking into, man.
Page 48.
Can't make up my mind. Very nice.
I like.
So Gustav was also interested in cocovarism, which was developed in the United States. It led him to readily absorb the lessons in naturism and natural food sources.
For a second, I thought you said voyeurism.
Yo,
voyeurism? Okay. This is really getting freaky.
No. It doesn't get that weird.
If Josh looks back on the video, he's going to see us, bro. We're like, yo, is he watching someone fuck we're like, a huh?
No.
Is he fucking a coconut, bro, and he's just watching?
It's a Wilson situation. No.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. I thought you said coco voyeurism. I was like, what?
Yo. The
coco,
same way, bro.
Coco vorism.
Vorism. No, yeah, lie, vorism. No lie.
I'm thinking the same damn thing. Holy shit.
Oh, God. So these intellectuals founded the movement on the premise that man should live closer to nature, eat strict vegetarian diets, and refrain from tobacco and alcohol. So, I mean, pretty good principles, you know? Like, if you cut a little bit, some meat out of your diet, eat more vegetables, you'll probably live a healthier life, especially if you don't smoke and drink alcohol. That might help. Upon interacting with early frugivores, proponents of fruit-only diets, he pushed their beliefs even further, affirming that the world's population could survive on nothing but the coconut, a food source he filled with divine attributes since it grew closer to the sun than any other fruit, which I don't know if that's true.
Huh.
Like, bananas grow tall trees. Yeah. I guess that's true.
I think banana trees are pretty short, I think. I've seen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You might be onto something. Yeah, the coconut might be the tallest tree that
I was going to bring up Philippines too, because actually one of the strongest liquor in the Philippines is actually coconut liquor, right? Lambanog.
Already call that shit. Yeah, Lambanog. Coconut liquor.
That's like pure fucking death. It's That's worse 99, than moonshine.
99%.
Yeah, it's probably like 90%.
Holy shit.
It's bad.
You can see the vapors coming off of it.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's how crazy it is.
You sniff it and you get drunk.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Oh, God.
I was going to comment about this too, Josh. Like, I think this was on your Scientology episode. You did mention that a lot of the cult leaders have something to do with, or a lot of them has a scientific background. Like, you said he was a chemist?
Yeah. I wouldn't say, like, there are some for sure that have, I think it's either one or the other. They're either very smart people or they're very dumb people.
there's nothing
in between.
Well, the Antil guy was an idiot.
I fit both criteria. Holy fuck.
And you're starting a cult. Oh, God.
The ultimate cult. Yes. The ultimate.
The dummies.
The cultimate. I'm going to spin off the cultimate network.
The voyeurism.
The voyeurism. Whoa.
Though it's unknown what prompted him to go so far with his ideas, he felt the fruit might provide more than just sustenance. He believed it could provide eternal life. Inglehart wrote that naked cocovorism, I'm going to say it wrong now every time, is God's will, and pure coconut diet makes man immortal and united with God. So quite a claim. Inglehart believed that if we all dedicated our lives to coconuts and sunlight, the trappings of civilization, clothing, cities, power structures would be eradicated, and man would live in wantless tranquility forever. Inglehart observed that with its spherical shape and furry shell, the coconut is the fruit that most closely resembles the human head. As a result, it is the best fruit for human consumption. So he might add some cannibalism.
Yeah, right.
Would you look at something and say, that looks like a human head? I
want to eat it.
I want to eat that. Yeah.
I'm going to live off of that.
I want to eat nothing but that because it looks like a human head. To him, coconuts are vegetable human heads and are the only proper human nourishment. We can expect God to make our food in the shape of our heads, Inglehart said.
Huh?
Very sus.
Yeah, he's a wild dude. Through a gospel titled A Carefree Future, he preached that this belief publicly in places like Leipzig, Nuremberg, and other big cities in Germany. But it was received with a show of ridicule. This is Hitler all over again.
Yeah. Hey, what was the instrument?
A viola.
Viola, that's right.
In fucking August.
Oh, yeah, August was really good at the viola.
If you take one thing away from my show, it's white males from Germany are very fragile.
Insecure, exactly.
Yeah, don't criticize them too harshly. It's not good.
They might rise to power or get naked.
Yeah. Or get naked. It's one or the other.
Again, extremes, no in-betweens.
Yeah, there's no in-between.
Exactly.
So he was hounded out and publicly mocked for his odd views and insane notions. Unfortunately, the Zhengbun was eventually disbanded due to legal issues stemming from the practice of nudism, which was deemed unlawful and unethical. Adolf Just was imprisoned for after being convicted of illicit naturopathic practices. He had a large beard and didn't wear a lot of clothing. Both characteristics presented him as a hippie in an ultra-stodgy European culture. These experiences are believed to have driven Engelhardt to a location free of European restraints and norms, where he might fulfill his ideals about natural life. Engelhardt was a member of the Monte Vercia movement as well.
Yo, all I can picture is with a beard, like his beard's long enough to like
cover it,
cover the front,
cover his shit.
That'd be badass.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I can.
Yeah. He's like, I'm covered where I need to be.
I can definitely see fan art making this. I don't know if you know paintings, like the Primavera, where her hair is like super long, and instead of a shell, it's a coconut of this dude.
It's so
Someone
long.
Make that for us, please.
It's so long, it goes underneath his legs, back around, and then
it's a banana hammock.
Yeah, he makes a ponytail. covers both sides.
Isn't Germany cold as fuck sometimes? And this dude started a nudist kind of colony. And
Germany's not too bad. Like it's a fairly warm climate. I mean, if you go north, I'm sure it's a little colder, but.
South,
yeah, I don't know. Do you want me to look up the average temperature of Germany in the winter?
I mean, just curious. Like,
negative 30 degrees.
In the
60
winter.
Degrees in a pool is enough for shrinkage. Just saying.
1.8 degrees Celsius.
What the fuck is that? It's same American.
1.8.
It's like 35
Celsius
degrees.
To Fahrenheit, I think. Yeah, you're actually bang on. That is 35.24 degrees.
Hey, what's that? You said that's.
I went to that class, bro. I went to that class.
That's to that class. That's the average in winter. Yeah, that's not too bad.
That's cold as shit.
He's from Canada, bro.
Yeah, Canada's below zero.
We're from San Diego.
It's in the middle, you know. It's not. It's
where
cold.
50 is freezing to us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Maybe they put on clothes during the winter. You never know.
Then that's breaking a law of their little cult.
That's true.
Hey, Josh, is there like nude beaches in Canada? I don't know.
There is actually. There was one in my hometown that I think got shut down because the guy who ran it was crazy.
The guy that ran it was crazy. Sick.
Yeah, he was nuts. He drove like a tractor or something at police cars. I don't know. It was
what
a whole story.
Fuck?
Yeah, he was nuts.
Showing it too, apparently.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, showing them something.
Hey, John, have you been to the Black Beach out here? I've never been.
I mean, I've passed by it, but I've never like actually been in.
Okay, I heard it was just a bunch of old guys.
John, just I have binoculars that I
I don't go in it. Oh, I just look.
Yeah, I just observe.
I want to say when I went to Amalfi Coast in Italy, I want to say I did see some naked people go
hey.
There, which I was like. This is very weird. There's children around.
Yeah, that's a different culture over there. They definitely have more nude beaches in France for sure. I don't know about Germany.
And they don't like shaving, right? Am I making that up?
Yeah, I think some European cultures, yeah, they don't shave as much. The women anyway.
Shout out Manscaped. What's up?
We're not sponsored yet.
sponsor the whole country, please.
Yes.
Sponsor the country. Germany, sponsored by Manscaped.
Brought to you by Manscaped.
Use promo code
999. Oh, no.
Use promo code Adolf for 99% off.
We're going to Germany's
good. Hey, it's okay. It's not our show. Josh can get canceled.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We're moving from Germany though, because in 1902, August set off from Germany with a bag full of books and an unusual mission.
Did you call him August?
Yeah, his name's August.
Oh, isn't that the guy's name from Hitler too?
Did he have a gorilla?
Yeah, yeah, that was his buddy.
Hey, there's only... his
oh, shit.
Yo, John, there's only three names in Germany. That's why.
Yeah.
Adolf, August. What else?
Reinhardt.
Gustav.
Those are the only ones. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't make that connection, but damn. If you have listened to our Hitler episode, there is a lot of connections to it. I did not realize.
His friend.
It's a, yeah, it's just foreshadowing for what to come.
He uses his long-ass pubes and beard as the viola now.
Oh, shit. God damn. So he was set off on his new mission to construct a new Edenic order on the sun-drenched coast of Papua New Guinea. He believed paradise existed somewhere around the equator, and the way to happiness was simple. Abandon your world belongings, travel to a tropical island, become a nudist, and eat only coconuts.
Hey, sounds like a plan to me.
That's what right. I always say.
Yeah, exactly.
So in July 1902, from the enormous fortune inherited, the 24-year-old Engelhardt embarked on a voyage via the mail steamer Empire. Come September of the same year, he arrived at German New Guinea in the Western Pacific. With his hopes of curating the ideal circumstances for conducting coconut eating and tropical living experiments, he purchased a 75-hectare coconut and banana plantation on the coral island of Kakakon, an island in New Guinea, Kabakon.
That sounds like the next COVID variant.
Now introducing Kabakon, more infectious, more deadly.
So have you
contracted
coconuts.
By eating. Aw, man. Beat me to it.
Shit. I was thinking it.
Oh, God. So he has bananas on his plant, too, but I imagine he just cut them down and put more coconut trees. He's like, we don't eat fucking bananas. So as the sole white guy among 40 Malaysians, he erected a 3-room cottage on Kabakon and began practicing his ideals of living close to nature. He stopped wearing clothes and lived solely on a vegetarian diet consisting primarily of coconuts. So he probably still indulged in bananas, you know?
Okay.
So he's
two coconuts and one banana? I don't know. Sounds like a well-rounded meal.
Yeah, well-rounded meal, yeah.
That's how something set them up. A coconut, banana, coconut on his plate.
It has to be in that order.
This is all I need.
Something about the word erected and a nudist colony just doesn't sit well with me.
And coconuts and bananas.
And coconuts and bananas, yes.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of innuendos in this script. So he constructed a philosophy based on the belief that the sun is the fundamental source of all life, and that because the coconut is the fruit that grows closest to the light, it must be the best diet for humans. This viewpoint is known as cocoverism, which we talked about. Culminated in Engelhardt's claims that persistent intake of coconut leads to immortality. Engelhardt also traded coconuts, dried coconuts, and coconut oil for a living. He chose a coconut mono diet after suffering from an ulcer on his right leg, blaming tropical fruits for his ailment. So he blamed the banana.
Fucking banana.
Only nuts for me.
Yeah. All I need is nuts. As social beings, men are always in need of humans for companionship, and Engelhardt wasn't an exception in this regard. Despite migrating with about 1,200 books, he urged to create a community of similar minds and practices. Engelhardt curated a cult out of his fledgling movement called Sadenorden, or Order of the Sun. Sadenorden. We'll go with that. Yeah. I meant to look up how to pronounce it, and I never actually did.
Sadenorden?
Sadenorden.
Sure.
Yeah. We're going to go with the Order of the Sun.
Order of the Sun. We'll go with that.
Yeah. That's much easier. Or cocoverism. His brand new religion was based on sun worship. Not just the sun, but also the sun's earthly representation, which he instantly recognized as the humble coconut. They were the same thing and indivisible in Einhardt's thinking. According to NPR, Engelhardt co-wrote a book called A Carefree Future, The New Gospel, in 1898 to gain adherence. Together with his co-author, August Bethmann, so there was two Augusts right in that book.
My God.
Patrick was right. There's only three names in Germany, bro. Oh, God. He began producing advertising to be printed and distributed across Germany to spread the news about Order of the Sun, which promised ideal health and delightful tropical island living. Engelhard urged people who wished to be part of his movement to relocate and dwell with him on the island. The cult's mode of operation was simple, yet hard to understand and even more difficult to adhere to. Engelhard's entire goal was for people to return to the natural way of doing things that existed when humans first lived in the Garden of Eden, where you couldn't eat an apple, goddammit.
But you can a coconut.
They never said anything about a coconut.
Yeah, the snake never said anything about the coconut. The restrictions were that you had to be naked and eat only coconuts.
I had two simple rules.
I got two rules for you guys. Be naked, eat these nuts.
While I watch.
While I watch.
Voyeurism, baby. Let's do
voyeurism.
It.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. So, the reason they were naked, they had to be naked, is because the sun was supposed to heal individuals of any ailments their bodies might be suffering from. Which there is some truth to this, like, you know, vitamin D, that's what you get from the sun, right? Yeah, it's supposed to help heal cuts and, like, you're supposed to heal faster when you receive more of it.
It's only from a certain time, right?
You
the
can't
morning
be like,
sun. I thought it was the morning sun only.
Mm.
You can't be standing in the middle of the sun like at noon. Because that's like super freaking...
scorching.
Yeah.
What if you live in Canada and the sun it's just always dreary in the winter?
You get whatever sun you can get.
I get a cut in December. It doesn't heal until June.
This has to get sunny delight.
I need some sunny D.
Just to heal up.
Is that why it's called sunny D?
I would imagine so, yeah.
Oh, because it gives vitamin D?
Yeah.
You know damn well that shit don't got no vitamins in that D.
All sugar.
It's all sugar, bro.
It's sugar a vitamin? I don't know.
Sugar vitamin.
Vitamin water says they're a vitamin water,
that's true.
But they're
Gator,
getting sued for it.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are.
I think so. Like, they're getting in trouble.
Because there's no vitamins in it?
Yeah. There's none.
They need shut up.
Yeah. I used to drink that shit all the time.
Recover? Hey, Recover? The Recover flavor? I'm like, okay, this is going to help me.
I'm like, damn, I'm drinking pomegranate with the triple X. I'm like, I'm so healthy.
And acai.
And acai, yeah. I'm like, fuck. I feel bamboozled.
All right, smart water. I'm about to make a claim. Hold on.
Join in that shit.
Yeah, get $20 back or something.
They send you a lifetime supply.
Vitamin water.
Oh, fuck. I don't know how we got there, but Sunny D. Gives you... Yeah, so I think that's
no
why
vitamins.
They had to be naked.
Yeah.
No vitamins, yes.
So aside from the coconut, members of the sect were not permitted to consume any other meals or fruits. In addition, Engelhard felt that marriage should be abolished and that people should abandon their towns, cities, and garments to return to nature. I don't know why marriage had to be abolished, but that seems to be... honestly, like, that is what... every fucking cult leader does. As soon as they get in charge, they're like, I don't want you guys married. Like, I don't understand. They just, it's like a control thing, maybe.
Maybe.
Or you're,
or they're
you have
trying
to,
you know, they're trying to, he's trying like, to get with all the women.
No. He's like, you can cut a hole in the coconut and that works instead.
Make sure it's a mature coconut, not the young one.
Like, ladies, we have plenty of bananas too. We're done with the bananas.
Get all the mush from there.
Oh, fuck. So, yeah, it is just a weird thing that cult leaders seem to focus on is marriage. It is probably to get with the women. You're probably right. Or just a power thing to be like,
to show, yeah, exactly. Maybe to show how committed they are to
the cult. If you're willing to leave the person you love the most for me, that's the highest form of, I don't know, devotion, I guess.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
makes
yeah.
sense.
You should only be married to the cause. That's what his bride did.
Yeah, and coconuts.
And nuts. And coconut. I mean coconuts.
Yes. Again, all I watch.
So going on, this might flesh out the theory a bit more. So they should also dwell in the tropics without women who damaged the Garden of Eden, but would not be able to ruin Engelhard's paradise and eat only coconuts. So, you know, he might have just... been gay, which is fine. He just might have, like,
You
know.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe he just hated women. I have no idea. He was either misogynist or gay. I don't know. Back in the day,
who heard him?
The other August. Yeah. August. That's the woman's name too. Her name is also August.
Augusta.
August.
Very nice.
Alive.
So he also forced them to pray to the sun. Inglehart felt that if people devoted themselves to doing so, they would be spared from sickness and disease. His efforts won international attention and were covered by an article in the New York Times in 1905. He planned to have a sect worship the sun, the New York Times reported. He held that man was a tropical animal, not intended to live in caves called houses, but to wander, as Adam did, with the sun beating upon him all day and the dews of heavens for a mantle at night. Living such a life, he believed that healing and curative powers of the sunlight would in time render a man so immune to sickness that sickness could be overcome. End quote.
Didn't they say that shit about COVID? Like, if you stay outside, you'll feel better?
That's what Joe Rogan said.
There you go.
And maybe I'll do that cult someday.
There you go.
I wonder if I have Joe Rogan fans listening to me. If you listen to Joe Rogan, let me know. No hate.
Because I want to make fun of you.
I mean, no hate. Like, he is like the most popular podcaster, so like,
yeah,
there are a lot of people that listen to him, but I just want to know, you know, get some quotes so I can use it for my Joe Rogan cult episode. The Brogan cult, we'll call it.
There you go.
So August considered coconuts the finest things since sliced bread, which might have been just invented back then. According to How Stuff Works, the bread used in Catholic communions is considered to become the body of Christ through a process known as transubstantiation. Tatentation. There's a lot of T's in there. We're going to go with that.
That bread hits, though. That bread tastes good. Yeah, that bread tastes good.
Oh, God.
Yo, going to church after like a night of drinking. And
you're like, I need those carbs.
No, you're parched. Yo, that should get stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Yes.
Get honest, some wine, please.
I've never tried it. What does it taste like? Is it just like cracker or is it bread?
It's like a thin crack, it's like a crepe.
Yeah, no, it is. What the fuck?
It's a crepe?
Holy shit. Yeah. It's kind of like a crepe. It is.
But yeah, it's
like a dried out crepe.
Oh.
Yeah, like consistency of a crepe.
You're like, please, Father, put some syrup on that bitch.
That's what the wine is for.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah, it washes it down.
You're like, the body of Christ is bussing. Hey. Let's go.
Hey, the era before COVID, you imagine that? The whole church shared that one cup.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Really?
I'm surprised no one came back with like,
God
damn. I'm surprised no one had syphilis and shit back then.
It probably did spread that way. Yeah, a ton of people had syphilis. I don't know if you knew this. That's why they wore those fucking white wigs.
Yeah. The whole church shared that one cup, bro. That's fucking insane.
Jesus. And they ate a cracker.
Did a little
wipey wipe, bro.
Yeah, with a little altar boy just like wiping it a little bit. Down.
Next.
Doesn't even change the cloth. It's the same.
No, nope, it's the same one.
Last week. Cloth, yeah.
Man. We were wilding out before COVID.
That's
Jesus.
What I'm saying.
Oh, God. Oh, well. So similarly to the wafers that the communion wafers, that's what they're called.
The crepes.
The crepes. The communion crepes.
Jesus crepes.
Jesus crepes.
Jesus crepes. So Inglehart thought coconuts possess Christ's flesh through a process known as tropical transubstantiation, according to Atlas Obscura.
He just put tropical in front of it.
Yeah. He just rebranded.
Right. That's not going to work.
Yeah. So if I ever get canceled, I'm going to be like, tropical, let's start a cult. That'll be my rebrand.
Oh my God, a new podcast.
They'll never know.
It's Island Boy Josh.
Oh God. First episode, cancel again.
Fuck. Now what?
Triple tropical. Jesus. Inglehart considered God and coconut analogs for the Christian Holy Trinity's Father and Son. Unfortunately, his dedication turned him into a ghost.
What?
Because he died.
In the name of the coconut.
According to NPR, from 1902 until 1919, his meals consisted mainly of coconuts. While his all Jesus diet seemed like a soul food, it damaged his body and blood.
Oh my.
Yeah. So,
hey, not enough sun, huh?
not enough. Maybe too much.
You already know this fool is pruney as fuck, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like leather tan skin looking.
Oh, yeah. With hella spots.
Oh. Hella yeah, spots. Dude.
But do you know who won't force you to eat coconuts until you die?
Huh. I don't know.
Joe Rogan.
No, he will. He will.
Definitely. Oh, he will.
No, right, no, wait. Right. Horse-based. He's the horse-based guy.
What's horse-based?
It's ivermectin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what it is.
What did you call it before, John? You called it
horse tranquilizer.
Horse tranquilizer.
Oh! Is that ketamine?
You're revealing a lot about yourself.
No, I've heard.
Slow your roll.
I've heard. I've tried.
So I've been told.
I try it every day at breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day.
Bro, it has fiber. Has hella fiber.
Yeah, fiber from a needle. That's good for you.
The tropical special K.
Yeah. Well, my sponsors will not force you to take ketamine or eat coconuts unless they're a coconut company. I don't know if those exist, but here are some ads. So in his collection of writings, written work titled A Carefree Future, The New Gospel, August had written down his entire religion. The book was filled with dedicated poetry and love messages. Some of the poems are genuinely outstanding. From the artistic sense, he was referred to as a good orator. Here is an extract of the poem titled Mother Coconut by A. Engelhard. Quote, "Coconut, noble princess and benevolent mother of men, likeness of God you are, and divine in shape of a plant." End quote.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. John's tearing up.
I didn't feel shit.
I've never heard someone talk so nicely about a coconut.
I know, right?
So he was said to possess oratory powers with radical ideas. This could be another attribute that drove his followers into the movement. Like most cult leaders.
Yeah, of course.
It's implied. Any cult leader is usually a good speaker. Though he might have possessed somewhat good leadership qualities, he lacked the trust a leader needed in his members or subjects. He demonstrated this in how he left his members to die of malaria.
Oh.
Yeah. This would have awoken many good leaders to review other options rather than an only coconut diet to give his members a better immune system. He never thought that his belief had any faults, though. If there was a problem, he blamed the members that were the victims. In the case of those who died from malaria, he believed that brought such misfortune upon themselves because they ate other fruits aside from the coconut. He, however, also died from malnutrition and very unhealthy weight. Would you not just get sick of coconuts? Like eating it every fucking day.
Yeah.
There's no way you can get your calorie intake, right? Yeah.
How much coconut can you eat in one sitting, though?
That's what I mean. It's like the, and I've done this before, so I know, but like the people who meal prep, the same meals.
Oh, bro.
Fuck.
By Friday?
Oh, I'm just so sick of it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Chicken and rice is just not cutting it for me after
I've done it.
5 days.
I did it for like a month. Chicken, rice, and vegetables. It was so bad.
I give up.
It made you crave other stuff even more.
Yeah.
You
know? Right.
Yeah. So we all live the same college university lifestyle.
I'm just like, man, fuck it, I'm gonna be fat.
Yeah, you're like
harder to get kidnapped.
Jesus.
Freshman 30.
John's walking to school.
Oh, no, I'm not
worried.
20. Nah, he too heavy, bro.
He's 23, worried about getting kidnapped.
I'm as tall as a fucking fifth grader, so yes. I am scared to get kidnapped.
You do have a young-looking face, so it could be, yeah. Oh, God.
I'm as tall as a fifth grader and not as smart as one.
Yeah, every time a kidnapping van passes by, John's running.
He's like, oh, shit. Oh, bang bus, get the fuck out of here.
I don't need the candy.
There's a taco man that fucks me up. Like, shit, let me get in that bitch.
Is there really tacos in there?
Oh,
I don't smell them. It smells like blood and tears back there.
Jeez. Right.
Oh. Oh, fuck. You guys always get me off topic. I don't know.
That's the point. Yeah. That's on you for inviting us.
That's fair enough.
You're the problem.
That's fair enough. You know, although our episodes were very highly downloaded. So might be because it was titled The Nazis. But, so he was also very rigid in his leadership, leaving no space for opinions of the members, which does not depict good leadership. Where the members had contrary opinions, he turned his back on them. Also, for someone who trained to become a pharmacy assistant, he could have done better researching the nutritional benefits of coconut fruit before launching a cult. Which, I don't know how much like dietary information they had back then. You know, like I have no idea. It was 100 years ago. They might not have had
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. They don't, not on the menu, they don't have the calories.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely nah, nah. Not. They're just introducing that now.
Yeah, exactly.
His story, however, showed that the coconut was not a self-sufficient fruit and could not provide everything for the human body to survive. He lived for 17 years from 1902 till 1919 as the cult leader, but did not live a healthy lifestyle. His religion was part of a greater shift away from the excesses of the early 20th century, like pre-veganism, but without the tofu, which at least tofu gives you like some benefits. Something. And vegans usually eat it with other things, like or vegetarians, you know? So they're getting other
tofu's
proteins.
Vegan, right? Tofu's vegan.
Tofu is vegan. But I was just saying vegetarians also eat tofu.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's not bad. If you put it in stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right. Put the right worst seasonings. Things in there. It defeats the purpose.
Well, that's fair, I guess.
MSG.
Yeah, I was going to say. We have a dish that's like fried tofu, but drenched in soy sauce and vinegar.
Yeah.
And mixed with pork fat.
Oh, God.
Pork fat, yeah. So it's like, defeats the purpose, yeah.
Yeah. Just eat the pork at that point. Or chicken.
Right. It's for a different texture.
So, unsurprisingly, he didn't have a very large following. However, it was believed that what mattered to Engelhart was not the size of the group, but what you do with it. The numbers of the Order of the Sun did not deter August Engelhart from being the dangerous cult leader he was. He was not a normal guy by any measure, especially not the metric that coconuts could mend anything and cure everything. He was wrong for using his sermons to persuade his disciples that the coconut would answer everything, but that was his belief, even if it was barbaric. So Heinrich Eukens, a 24-year-old vegetarian captivated with Engelhart's radical lifestyle, and Max Lutzow, a former conductor and musician in Berlin's well-regarded Lautz Orchestra, were two of his converts. They were both well-known persons, yet he persuaded them to join his cult. So there's two names that aren't.
Hey,
August.
We're up to five.
We're expanding everything now.
Eukens eagerly embraced the sun-worshipping coconuttiness, but his constitution could not endure the dramatic bodily changes. He died within weeks because his system was unable to handle the stress of adapting to such a lifestyle. His death shocked other cult members, but it did not serve as a wake-up call for them to halt or flee. They continued to go on with their lives. So kind of fucked up. This guy shows up for 2 weeks and dies on a coconut diet, which is, you know, says something about someone who lives 17 years just eating that, I guess, but I don't know. Lutzow, on the other hand, was well-liked by the island's ruler, but for some reason he had brought along his music collections and frequently performed compositions that irritated Engelhart.
It's the viola.
Yeah, he brought the viola. He's like, nah, not this. This
flashbacks.
Is my one weakness. Lutzow was stuck on a mission boat far from shore after a disagreement, and because there was no fresh food on board, he refused to eat. He was feverish beyond repair by the time he came to land, dying in the scorching heat. So basically, damn. Engelhart, yeah, he sent him off because they had a disagreement. And
he said, go back.
Yeah. Basically.
No coconuts.
Yeah. No coconuts for you. And he's like, that's all I eat. Then you will not eat.
This was your idea.
Don't turn this around on me, boy. Take your viola and get the fuck out of here. So other group members perished from other causes, including drowning, sunstroke, and malaria, from which many of them sought sanctuary. Some of the cultists were ironically killed after being struck by falling coconuts.
Definitely dumbfounded.
Yeah. Well, I think that's like, it's like a bigger cause of death than you would think.
No, I was just going to say, I think there's like a stat that says
Yeah.
You'll die by a coconut before you die by a strike or get struck by lightning or some shit.
Yeah.
What?
It's a weird, like, it does happen. Falling coconuts, this is in an article from 2017. Falling coconuts kill 150 people worldwide each year. 15 times the number of fatalities to sharks.
Oh, that's what it was. It was sharks.
Shark
it was
fight, sharks. Yeah.
A coconut is more dangerous than a shark.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, like, they're heavy and, like...
That is, they are pretty
like,
heavy.
If it drops from, like, I don't know,
20, 30 feet?
20, 30 feet. That's gonna knock you out, true. Or at least give you a...
You're right.
A pretty a fucking, nice, a little nice little shiner on your head.
A concussion, yeah. So... It was not a particularly successful cult. Several individuals died, likely because of hunger, and many returned home to lament their life choices. For malnutrition, laminate. They're like, I'm done. Put me in plastic.
Hey, son, look at this piece of coconut meat I laminated for Jesus. My time in Papua New Guinea.
The 2 weeks I went there on vacation.
Well, I was watching naked men.
No women. There's no women.
Just naked men.
This is boys only.
All Adams.
From malnutrition to sunstroke and malaria, the cult members gradually died off. Those who lived ran back to Germany away from the island that Engelhardt's self-created cult was located. While all these happened, Engelhardt continued to be devoted and did not allow anything happening around to deter him from continuing the sect. He was later left there all by himself, and the German government forbade people from going there due to his lunacy. He did not care, but continued to blame those who died for polluting their bodies with impurities from other food sources. Which is, you know, fair, like sugars and shit like that's not good for you, but...
Wait, how did this guy live so long?
Just pure hatred, I think, was fueling.
He was eating something else. You guys all Facts. Eat only coconut. While I eat
coconut shrimp or
yeah.
Like
yeah, coconut something.
Coconut curry.
I you know what? I would not put it past them to have eaten some other stuff to stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what cult leaders do. That
I was just
going
to say it's a cult leader thing.
Yeah. His location was turned into a tour spot where people came to see the sect leader. Some of the tourists who went out of their way to visit the solitary madman took photographs which showed him as a bearded bag of bones with terrible skin. He was emaciated, and it was quite obvious that the coconut could not help him out. He could not refuse healthcare, and a local doctor nursed him back to life. Instead of continuing to be better, he ran back to his island to his former way of life. He continued to live with the system until he could not take any more bouts of malnutrition. And so he died in 1919 at the age of 44, very young.
I mean, considering
yeah, pretty
coconuts
good.
For like, Jesus.
Yeah, pretty good. The coconut religion does not stand out in the category of unorthodox religions. And although during its time, it may have managed to attract some relatively high profile figures, it ranks lower than some of the fringe cults the world has seen. Over the years, the sect has washed away from the people's memories, and the younger generations do not even know what it was like in its heyday. They were also largely unaware of the purpose it served. Up until just a few years ago, all that can be said to be left of the religion is an old woman who still tends the religious shrine. But even she isn't as devout. When asked, she admitted that she sprinkles salt, chili, or pepper on her coconut meals. The pure coconut has become unpalatable. And that is the coconut cult.
Damn.
Wait, so the shrine is still there?
Yeah, they have a shrine still on the island it's like a tourist destination now. So it is tended by this woman who kind of believes the religion, I guess, but
not fully.
Obviously not as fully as August did.
Man, I wonder if the coconut there hits different.
Maybe we should go. That'll be our next trip. After the John Froome Islands,
yes.
And then to are we going to Nazi Germany where the Nazis were?
God.
We'll do a tour. We'll visit all the Augusts.
Will I make it back alive?
Will I?
Oh, we also got to go to the volcano.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, the John Froome volcano. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There
yeah,
it is,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
That's if I don't jump in there. Because they'll
goddamn.
Probably think whole I'm the tour.
Manscaped better sponsor us. We're going to have to do all these trips. Jesus.
Right.
All right. Well, that is the coconut cult. We are not done yet, though. It's time for a cult critique, your favorite part of the show, where we rate the cult that we just talked about. You can give it a rating out of 5 stars, 1 to 5, whatever you want to. 1 being good, 1 being bad, whatever you feel like. John, what would you rank the coconut cult?
I would give it 3 coconuts and a banana okay. as a rating.
Okay.
Just because I think the underlying message that it might be too, you know, open-ended, but I was listening to a few shows mentioning that there's going to be like limited resources in the world in a few years. People overeating, like over fishing and all that. We're going to run out of all those basic things. Like I probably could never be a vegan in my life ever.
Fair.
It's so difficult because I do enjoy eating a lot of other stuff, but I think their head was at the right place. Like maybe not try to eat less of everything and just try to limit the resources that we're using up. But yeah 3 coconuts and a banana.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely the extreme you don't want to go to. There's somewhere, there's a healthy middle, you know, you eat.
Exactly.
You eat good, you eat a little bad. You live a healthy lifestyle, but that's a good point. What about you, Patrick? What would you rate the coconut cult?
I'm just getting a 1 coconut for me, man. Not enough numbers. It's probably just them two. They're hallucinating that there were other people.
That's true. Yeah, he just made coconut people.
Yeah,
he's
like,
for longer.
They look like people.
Yeah, exactly.
I must.
Well, they
eat
are.
Them.
It does look like heads.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
August, we're up to 20.
There's 20 people. That one's dead. It's just a coconut that's fallen over.
Knocked over. Oh man! But
arguing with the musician guy, he sends him on a ship.
You know why the music irritated him? Because he couldn't hear it.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Hey, but they were cuckoo for coconuts.
Yeah, they were cuckoo for coconuts. God. Yeah, you are correct. He's back.
Yes. He's more prepared here than he was in our own show.
That one's off the dome. All right?
Yeah. Patrick loves my show. Okay. He loves this. He's been on this show more than he has The Dumb Found Dead in the past 6
That's
months.
That's true. It's a fact.
True.
I'm also going to give it 2 coconuts. No bananas.
No bananas.
We don't fuck with bananas around here.
I'm a rule breaker.
Yeah. I think it was it's an interesting cult. It's a fun one to talk about, but there isn't really much to talk about other than...
I guess, I mean,
there's some harm.
Oh, well, I guess, yeah, there was harm.
But it was self-inflicted to the point where it was like, people could leave. Like, he wasn't keeping people there, and
true.
He was okay when they left.
Yeah.
But when you were there, you had to adhere to his rules.
2 rules,
which,
that's it.
Yeah.
Be naked and eat coconuts only.
Oh, yeah, don't play music. Don't get married. You can't be married. No women. Maybe. he just kept going with the rules. There's a lot of rules. Yeah.
It started
always starts
out
with
two.
Yeah. Just like the Bible, 10 Commandments. That's it. Oh wait, you can't be gay. Shit.
Yeah, you can't do this.
Yeah,
can't do that.
Well,
oh shit.
It's like what had happened was what we meant by that is.
Yeah, there's a translation error, and you can actually be gay now.
That's funny.
Thanks, Mr. Pope.
These commandments were written, I don't know, fucking thousands of years ago.
Yeah. But the earth is only 4,000 years old. All right. Before we put ourselves in more hot water. <let's move on. laughs> All right. So The Dumb Found Dead is back, as we have said. Super exciting. You guys, I believe your episode will be out by the time this one comes out, right?
Comes out January 10th.
So it will be out by the time this episode is out. So... please tell Fred about the show, even though I'm pretty sure longtime listeners know who you guys are, but just, you know, refresher, get them back into the show, get them excited about it. Sell The Dumb Found Dead for my listeners.
Not it.
I did it last time. It's your turn, bro.
No. You got it.
Motherfucker. Well,
I'm always on, all right? Yeah, so they know about that shit.
That's fair. Yeah.
Well, if you guys enjoy puns and want to hear more of me and John, although the first episode back, very little puns.
Very little.
Probably a ton of dick jokes, though, or nut jokes.
There will be, yes.
A lot of improv. Yeah. But we usually have a lot of puns, and you like hearing about dumb ways people die. I like to laugh at their misfortune. Come check us out at the Dumbfounded Pod.
Nice. That was pretty. That was concise. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm personally excited to have you guys back. I know it is only monthly right now, but I'm excited to hear you guys back and talking about dumb ways people died, much like killing yourself by just eating coconuts. That should be an episode. We'll do a crossover.
There you go.
Yes.
That's awesome. Super excited. Definitely go check them out. Their episode is out right now. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, go look up The Dumb Found Dead. And before we go, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, Podchaser, and anywhere else you can give ratings. I don't know if there's anywhere else, but definitely do so. If you really love this episode and want to hear episodes a week early, because after this, I'm going back to bi-weekly. It was just to kick off the year. I gave you guys 3 episodes in 3 weeks.
Look at that.
But my lifestyle does not allow me to do that much research or write that many scripts. So we're going to go back to bi-weekly. But if you want to hear the episodes a week early, you can go to our patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork and support all the shows within the network, as well as this one, to get awesome ad-free content. And as like I said, episodes a week early from this show, The Dumbfound Dead, I believe, Reddit on Wiki, as well as some of our other shows, and bonus content that we do for Reddit on Wiki more than just once a month. I don't know how many we have. We do a lot of bonus content. I can't keep track of it all. So once again, go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork or use the link in the show notes to get access to all of that. If there's nothing else, boys, that is it. Thank you very much for coming on for the fourth time, I guess, because we did a part two with the Nazis. Yep. So thank you very much, and we'll definitely have you guys on again. And thank you, Fred, for listening. We will see you on the next episode.
Eat coconuts.
Bye. Eat coconuts. Not just coconuts.
No.
Eat coconuts and watch bananas. Naked people.
Eat bananas, too.
And go to communion and eat Jesus' body.
Eat the crepes.
Eat the crepes.
Eat the crepes. Eat the Jesus crepes.
Oh, God. This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Have you been wanting to read more, but don't seem to have the time? Well, with Audible, you can read your books without having to find the extra time in your busy schedule. Stuck in traffic on your way home from work? Why not marathon the Harry Potter books? In the gym and want to learn about the First Lady? Well, you can listen to Becoming Michelle Obama while doing leg day. And if you go to audibletrial.com/cultivate, you get a month free of Audible. That includes 1 credit that you can trade in for any audiobook of your choice, access to thousands of audiobooks free to listen to with your account, and best of all, you have access to all of your favorite podcasts in the app as well. So be sure to go to my link, audibletrial.com/cultivate. That's CULTIV8, to sign up for a free month of Audible and start reading today. Thank you, Audible, for supporting the show.